From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. And now, a plan to make a real city out of an edge city. That's what we used to call places that cropped up in the outer suburbs, places to shop or work, but not to live. To get there, you drive. And a couple of weeks ago, I drove out to one such place that's slated for an extreme makeover when it gets a real alternative to driving. The Washington, D.C. Metro Rail system is coming to Tyson's Corner in Northern Virginia.
It's been most studied of any of these edge cities.
I drove there with Chris Leinberger. He's a developer turned academic and urbanist. He's now at the Brookings Institution.
This is your classic drivable suburban place that is anchored by a regional mall. So it's just like Perimeter Center in Atlanta, King of Prussia Mall outside of Philadelphia, Schaumburg to the west of Chicago, Newport Beach and the Costa Mesa Mall south of Los Angeles. And this is, however, one of the biggest, if not the biggest, concentration of retail, office, and hotels in the suburbs in the country.
There's a plan to change Tyson's, and it could be a model for change at those other drivable suburban places. Tyson's was started in the 1960s on farmland. It's a city for cars, two huge shopping malls, tens of thousands of shoppers a day, 167,000 parking spaces. The streets are broad, and at the intersections, what should be right angles at the corners are cut with curved turning lanes, so drivers don't have to slow down. It was built 13 miles from Washington, near two interstate highways, halfway to Dulles International Airport. It was the far edge of the D.C. metropolitan area.
Edge cities, unfortunately, was a name that was picked up, but very quickly lost its relevance because this is no longer on the edge. The edge pushed out another 30 miles. And so Tyson's Corner is now what's referred to in real estate as infill, even though it's only been up for 30, 40 years.
And in common parlance, it's referred to as a monstrosity. Exhibit A, I was driving us to an appointment at the Tower Club.
You can get in right here.
Oh, I gotta get up. Nope.
Yep, you want to go in there.
You're now going to
Tyson's Mall.
I missed the turn off of Route 7 and made the next turn. It was all of 20 yards farther down the road into the first Tyson's Mall.
Can I get out or do I have to?
You're going to have to make a U-turn and go back out.
We're looking straight ahead at the building I'm trying to get to.
And you can't get there from here.
I can't get there from here.
And you can't walk there.
We were 250 yards away, as the crow flies, but Tyson's Corner wasn't built for crows any more than it was built for people. So I made a U-turn in the parking lot, a right onto Route 7, and another U-turn.
We've followed the advice of traffic engineers. You're in traffic engineer hell right now.
And to get out of it, I made a left at the next light into a residential subdivision, a loop through the subdivision, and then another U-turn.
Now it doesn't let you go back.
Well, but what if I make a right turn here? I think we can, logically at least, I should be able to get back. I didn't do this on purpose, Chris. I swear.
And about a quarter of an hour later, I turned right at our destination onto Tower Crescent Road.
So there's no signs to say where do you park?
Yeah, where do I park?
I'll spare you that adventure. Chris Leinberger says this unwalkable, car-dominated city is the product of policies and subsidies that favored drivable suburban development.
We wanted it. I mean, this is something that we, the people, wanted very badly. What we didn't know is that as you built more of it, you decrease the quality of life.
So here's the challenge to Fairfax County, Virginia, the most populous county in the state. Tyson's is a huge source of its revenue. But in today's market, people want walkable, bikeable, livable urban environments. That'll be possible here when four rail stations are built as the metro finally makes its way out to Dulles Airport. So the county is planning an urban future for Tyson's over the next 30 years.
We're looking in sort of what we call the core of Tyson's.
In the Tower Club at Tyson's, 17 stories above ground on a wraparound balcony, Bill Likos pointed out the vista of sprawl below.
It's a range of telecom, government contracting, professional services, banking. And you've got the retail landscape.
Likos runs the Fairfax Chamber of Commerce. Tyson's is home to plenty of commerce. What it isn't home to is plenty of people.
Tyson's is a place that was designed for cars, not people. About 17,000 people live here, and about 117,000, give or take, come to work here every day. So that incredible imbalance is why you have the absolute commuter nightmare of trying to get 117,000 people in, you know, in one period of time in the morning and out again at 5 o'clock.
So, a central part of the plan is to build residential housing, plan for a population of 100,000. That means more than just building apartment houses. Tysons is utterly inhospitable to pedestrians. Clark Tyler chairs the Tysons Corner Land Use Task Force, and he took us for a rare experience in a city you would call it a walk.
Now, we are approaching Route 123 at the entrance to Tysons Corner Shopping Center. You will note that there are 9 lanes of traffic.
Right.
As you approach that, and you'll see the little yellow box there with the red light in it, which says you've got 40 seconds to cross 9 lanes of traffic. Now we have come to the end of the sidewalk, another hyphenated section of hide sidewalk.
We have to explain this. We just walked down the block on a sidewalk,
right,
and it ends. If we were to attempt to get to the opposite corner of this intersection, the diagonally opposite corner,
right,
I don't know how we would do it.
No,
I
mean, well, you'd have to leap over the median and cross 4 lanes, 5 lanes of traffic,
right,
to get anywhere close to the crosswalk.
So what will the new Tysons be like?
It will have sidewalks that are not hyphenated. It will have a grid of streets, shorter blocks. It will have a circulation system. The other thing that would be radical is what they call LEED certified or green buildings that are energy efficient and all the rest, because that's what we've recommended.
Buses to get you from the rail stations to the stores. Sounds like science fiction. Sounds like a city. Developers are coming around to love the idea of green, dense, walkable neighborhoods. After all, the value of the land will go up. But some of Tysons' neighbors are incredulous.
I'm so used to Tysons being what it is now that it's a new idea that we've got to get our minds wrapped around. And it's a little difficult, but you've got to think far enough ahead in the future, I guess, to believe it.
Mayor Jane Seaman of the neighboring town of Vienna has some concerns about the Tysons' plan. Will it increase her town's traffic, which is already congested? Will Vienna's schools and parks become overcrowded?
It's the impact it's going to have on our quality of life in Vienna.
Now, Tysons is a huge revenue earner for the county, so you benefit from Tysons' growth.
Right.
Already,
right,
I mean, you do.
Right, we do. Yes, and you know, there's all sorts of infrastructure problems that have not been addressed. We just want to make sure that we have a voice in the continuing development.
The 30-year plan for Tysons isn't like a plan to restore an old place. You can't peel away the clumsy construction of the 1970s and then work with the remains of a charming older city somewhere beneath. This place went from 0 to 60, like a fast car. And if you say, show me a livable, walkable place that's been made from some oversized office park a dozen miles from a big city, well, as Chris Leinberger told our hosts from Fairfax County up on the wraparound balcony, there isn't any, at least not yet.
You are on the cutting edge. Because of the significance of Tysons Corner, this is going to be the model of how we transform King of Prussia, Perimeter Center, Costa Mesa down in Orange County, California. All of these places are going to be transforming just as you are, but you're going first, which means you get to pay the dumb tax.
They get to make mistakes that we haven't even thought of. In 30 years, we'll know if they got it right. You can see a bit of Tysons Corner, present and future, at npr.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.